Hey everyone, welcome to our deep dive. This week we are looking at this week's Brand Gym blog post, all about AI. Rebooting brand strategy for the age of AI. Now we all know AI can write some catchy ad copyright.
Yeah.
But strategizing entire brands.
Yeah, that's right.
That's what we're going to be talking about today.
It's fascinating. And the post wisely kind of breaks this complex idea down into three key areas.
Okay.
Providing that clear guidance for AI, then using AI to boost our own creative firepower, and then why those human-led workshops are still essential even when AI is in the mix.
Okay, so you're saying even with AI, we're not ditching those brainstorming sessions just yet?
Yeah, just yet.
Okay.
No.
But let's unpack that first point about guidance.
Yes.
The blog used this awesome analogy of AI being like an Iron Man suit for brand strategy.
All right.
Which implies some serious strategic superpowers.
It does.
But even Iron Man needs Tony Stark to tell him what to do.
Yeah, exactly. And that is where clear guidance comes in. Think about it this way. You wouldn't just tell an intern, go do some brand strategy, would you?
No.
AI is the same way. It needs clear instructions, or what some experts are calling prompts. It's like giving a detailed roadmap instead of just saying, get me to the marketing summit.
Okay, that makes sense. Yeah. So are we talking about writing super detailed briefs for the AI? What does good prompt writing even look like?
Well, it's a skill that is rapidly becoming essential in the field.
Right.
It's more than just a brief. It's about understanding how to communicate with AI effectively.
Right.
For example, if you're using AI to brainstorm campaign slogans, your prompt might include things like your brand's core values, target audience insights, even desired emotional tone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the more specific and nuanced your prompts, the better output you'll get from AI.
So it's not just a set it and forget it kind of deal. We still need to be actively involved in shaping how the AI works.
Absolutely. And in fact, the blog post cautions against blindly trusting AI output. You always need to be ready to course correct, refine your prompts based on the results, and ensure the AI is staying aligned with your overall brand strategy.
I see.
Just imagine, you know, AI suggesting a cat food jingle about lasers.
Okay.
Cats don't care about lasers when they're hungry.
Okay, I'm picturing it now and it's hilarious. Definitely not the brand image we're going for. But seriously, this prompt writing thing sounds crucial. It's like we're learning to speak AI's language to get the best results.
Right, precisely. And as AI technology evolves, becoming fluent in this language of prompts will only become more critical for anyone involved in brand strategy.
Right.
You're essentially becoming the architect of the AI's thinking process.
That's actually pretty cool, shaping how AI thinks about our brand. But what about the creative side of things? Isn't there a fear that AI will replace human creativity altogether?
And that leads us perfectly to the second key point the blog post highlights. Augmenting, not replacing, human creativity. They make this great comparison between DIY AI art and working with an AI literate creative.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
I remember that part. Wasn't it about cats debating cat food? The AI-generated version was just a mess, but the one created with human input was actually funny and engaging.
Exactly. That's because humans still bring something unique to the creative table, that spark of ingenuity,
wow.
The emotional intelligence to understand what truly resonates, and the ability to craft narratives that connect on a deeper level.
Yeah.
AI can be an incredible tool for exploring ideas and iterating quickly, but it's the human element that elevates those ideas from good to truly brilliant.
So it's like AI gives us the raw materials, but we're the craftspeople who shape those materials into something beautiful and meaningful.
That's a fantastic way to put it. Imagine AI as a super-powered brainstorming partner, able to generate hundreds of ideas in seconds.
Okay.
But it's still the human creative who can sift through those ideas, spot the gems, and polish them into something truly impactful. It's about harnessing the best of both worlds.
Okay, this is making a lot of sense. But if AI is so great at generating ideas, why does the blog post emphasize those human-led workshops?
Right.
Can't AI handle all that brainstorming and strategy stuff on its own?
Well, that's a great question, and it brings us to that third key point from the blog post.
Okay.
The importance of human connection, even in an AI-driven world.
Right.
You know, think about it this way. AI can give us the ingredients, but humans are the chefs who decide on the recipe, how to cook it, and ultimately how to present that delicious final dish.
So you're saying even with AI whipping up a storm in the kitchen, we still need those human chefs to bring it all together. I'm starting to see why the blog post champions those expert-led workshops.
Yeah.
It's about more than just generating ideas. Yeah. It's about making strategic decisions as a team.
Exactly. AI can crunch data and spit out 100 different logo designs, but it takes human judgment, intuition, and experience to choose the one that truly reflects the brand's essence and resonates with the target audience.
Right.
And that decision-making process often benefits from, you know, lively discussions, diverse perspectives, and a bit of that good old-fashioned human debate. You know, it's where those aha moments happen.
That makes sense. It's like AI can give us options A through Z, but humans are the ones who say option F, but with a little twist of G.
Yeah.
That's the winner. It's about that strategic vision and creative synergy that you just can't get from an algorithm alone.
You nailed it. The blog post argues that these workshops become even more crucial in an AI-driven world.
Okay.
They provide a space for teams to make sense of the AI's output, challenge assumptions, and ensure that the brand strategy remains firmly grounded in human understanding and insight.
Okay, so we've got our AI superpower suit, we're learning to write killer prompts to guide it, and we're bringing those human chefs into the kitchen to whip up some strategic magic.
Mm-hmm.
But this whole conversation has me pondering something.
I love where this is going. Lay it on me.
Well, if AI keeps getting smarter and more capable, are there any aspects of brand strategy that will always require that human touch?
Right.
Or will we eventually become obsolete in the marketing kitchen?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it?
Yeah.
And to be honest, the blog post hints at it but doesn't dive too deep. So let's speculate a bit. What are some uniquely human skills that AI might never be able to fully replicate when it comes to crafting winning brand strategies?
Well, one that immediately comes to mind is intuition. AI can analyze data and identify trends, but can it ever truly grasp those emotional nuances of consumer behavior?
Right.
You know, those gut feelings that lead to a brilliant campaign or a brand pivot that defies logic, but somehow works perfectly.
It's a fascinating question. You know, AI might be able to analyze past successes and identify patterns, but intuition often arises from a deep understanding of human psychology, cultural shifts, and even a bit of healthy risk-taking. Mm. It's about sensing those subtle shifts in the market that data alone might miss.
You know, that reminds me of the whole vision thing when it comes to leadership.
Yeah.
Can AI ever truly have that ability to see beyond the current landscape and imagine what the future could hold?
That's a brilliant point. You know, AI can extrapolate based on existing data, but true vision often involves imagining possibilities that haven't even been conceived of yet.
Right.
It's about anticipating needs before they arise, creating entirely new markets, and pushing the boundaries of what's possible.
Think about Steve Jobs and the iPhone.
Right.
Could AI have predicted that we'd all be carrying around these pocket computers?
Right.
Or that we'd use them to hail rides, order groceries, and document our lives?
Yeah.
Those leaps often come from a blend of imagination, insight, and a willingness to challenge the status quo, things that are deeply human.
I completely agree. And let's not forget the power of empathy and brand strategy. AI can analyze demographics and psychographics, but can it truly connect with consumers on an emotional level, understanding their motivations, fears, and aspirations?
That's such a crucial point. It goes beyond data points.
Oh.
It requires listening, observing, putting yourself in someone else's shoes. AI might be able to mimic human emotions, but can it truly feel them? Can it understand what it means to be human?
It's a question philosophers have been grappling with for centuries, and now it's at the forefront of the marketing world.
Wow.
And while we're on the topic of human-only skills, let's not forget storytelling.
Right.
Sure, AI can generate text and even video scripts, but can it craft truly compelling narratives that resonate with people's hearts and minds? Can it move people, make them laugh, cry, think differently?
Storytelling is about tapping into universal themes, evoking emotions, creating experiences that stick with people long after they've finished reading or watching.
Mm-hmm.
It's about making them feel something. And that requires a human touch, a deep understanding of the human experience.
I think we're seeing a pattern here. While AI can be an invaluable tool for analysis, ideation, and even creative execution, those truly strategic, big-picture elements of brand building still rely on uniquely human skills.
Right.
skills that, at least for now, remain out of reach for even the most advanced algorithms.
So it's not about AI versus humans, but rather AI and humans working together,
yes,
each bringing their unique strengths to the table.
Precisely. AI can handle the heavy lifting while humans focus on strategy, vision, and connecting with consumers on a deeper, more emotional level.
Okay.
And that's what will lead to more effective, impactful brand building in this new age. But I'm curious, what are your thoughts on all of this, dear listener? What aspects of strategy do you believe will always require that human touch? Let us know what you think.
That's a great question for our listeners to ponder. But before we wrap up our deep dive into AI and brand strategy, there's one more juicy point from the blog post I want to unpack.
Do tell. What else has caught your eye?
Well, it's the part about leadership.
Okay.
If AI is changing how we approach brand strategy, it makes sense that it's also going to impact how we lead our teams in this new landscape.
You're absolutely right. And that's an aspect we often overlook when discussing AI's impact. It's not just about the tools we use, but how we adapt our leadership styles to this new reality.
Right.
What does it mean to be a leader in an AI-driven world?
Yeah.
What skills will be most valuable?
So paint me a picture. What might leadership look like in this brave new world of AI-powered marketing?
Well, I think adaptability is going to be key.
Okay.
AI is constantly evolving, so leaders need to be agile, comfortable with ambiguity, and able to learn, unlearn, and relearn as new technologies emerge. You know, it's no longer enough to set a fixed course and expect everyone to follow blindly.
Makes total sense. It's like navigating a ship in uncharted waters. You need to constantly adjust your course based on the changing winds and currents. And speaking of navigating change, I'm also thinking about the importance of communication. As AI becomes more embedded in our workflows, leaders need to be crystal clear about how these tools are being used, what their limitations are, and how they fit into the overall vision.
Absolutely. Transparency and open communication are essential for building trust and ensuring that everyone on the team feels comfortable and confident working alongside AI.
Right.
Without clear communication, AI can create confusion, resentment, and even fear.
And amidst all this technological transformation, let's not forget about the human element of leadership. Those qualities like empathy, inspiration, and the ability to motivate and empower others, those seem more important than ever, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. In fact, I'd argue that those human qualities become even more crucial in an AI-driven world. As AI takes on more of those routine tasks, you know, it frees up human leaders to focus on what really matters, building those strong relationships, fostering a culture of creativity and innovation, and creating a work environment where everyone feels valued, heard, and empowered to contribute their best work.
So in a way, AI could actually help us become better leaders by allowing us to tap into those uniquely human strengths that no algorithm can replicate.
Precisely. Think of it as AI taking care of the logistics, while human leaders, you know, focus on the strategy, the vision, the human connection. It's a powerful combination.
I like that. AI handling the spreadsheets and data crunching, freeing us up to inspire, motivate, and build those high-performing, human-centric teams.
But that brings to mind another crucial point the blog post touches on, the importance of continuous learning. With AI evolving so rapidly, how can leaders stay ahead of the curve and ensure their teams are equipped for this new world of work?
Ah, yes, the never-ending quest for knowledge. You know, it's more vital now than ever before. Leaders need to be committed to lifelong learning, constantly expanding their understanding of AI, exploring new tools and technologies, and fostering a culture of curiosity and experimentation within their teams.
You know, it's funny. We often talk about AI as this disruptive force, something to be feared or controlled. But what if it's actually an opportunity for us to level up both as individuals and as leaders? I love that perspective. Instead of viewing AI as a threat, let's embrace it as a catalyst for growth, innovation, and even personal development. It's a chance to push ourselves beyond our comfort zones, to challenge old assumptions, and to discover new ways of working and leading.
So, to recap, leadership in the age of AI is about adaptability, clear communication, embracing those essential human elements, and a commitment to continuous learning. And maybe, just maybe, a dash of fearlessness as we navigate this uncharted territory.
Beautifully put. And let's not forget that this isn't just about individual leadership. It's about transforming our entire approach to teamwork and collaboration. It's about leveraging the unique strengths of both humans and AI to create something truly extraordinary.
It's like we're writing a new playbook for the future of brand strategy, one where AI and human ingenuity work in perfect harmony. Now, before we get too carried away with all these exciting possibilities, let's take a moment to recap the key takeaways from our deep dive into the Brand Gym blog post.
Sounds like a plan. We've covered a lot of ground today, so a quick recap is definitely in order.
All right, let's revisit those three core principles the blog post highlights. Providing clear guidance for AI, using AI to augment human creativity, and the importance of human-led workshops, even in an AI-driven world. What are some key nuggets of wisdom our listeners can take away from all of this?
Well, on that first point about guidance, I think the biggest takeaway is that AI is only as good as the instructions we give it.
Right.
We can't just throw data at it and hope for the best. We need to become skilled prompt writers, you know, crafting clear, specific, and nuanced prompts that guide the AI's thinking process and ensure its output aligns with our brand strategy. It's like teaching AI to speak our brand's language.
And don't forget about the importance of staying engaged throughout the process.
Yeah.
We can't just set it and forget it. We need to be constantly evaluating the AI's output, refining our prompts, and making sure it's staying on track. AI is a powerful tool, but it's still a tool, and we need to be the ones wielding it effectively.
Exactly. Now, on the second point about augmenting human creativity, remember that AI isn't here to replace artists and creatives. It's here to empower them.
Mm-hmm.
Think of it as a supercharged brainstorming partner capable of generating ideas at lightning speed. But it's still up to the human creatives to bring those ideas to life, to infuse them with emotion, storytelling, and that unique spark of human ingenuity.
It's like AI gives us the raw ingredients, but it's still up to us, the human chefs, to create the delicious, memorable dish.
Mm.
And that brings us to that third crucial point about human-led workshops. Even with all this amazing AI at our disposal, those face-to-face brainstorming sessions, those moments of human connection and collaboration, are more valuable than ever before.
Absolutely. Those workshops are where we make sense of the AI's output, where we challenge assumptions, where we debate and refine ideas, and where we ultimately forge that shared vision for the brand's future. It's where strategy truly comes to life.
So as we venture further into this exciting new world of AI-powered brand strategy, let's remember that it's not about AI versus humans. It's about finding that sweet spot, that perfect synergy between human ingenuity and technological innovation.
Beautifully said. And as we wrap up today's deep dive, I want to leave our listeners with one final thought-provoking question to ponder. If AI keeps evolving at this breakneck pace, is there a limit to what it can achieve in the realm of brand strategy? Will there come a day when machines can handle every aspect of brand building, leaving humans completely out of the equation? Or will there always be a need for that irreplaceable human touch, that spark of creativity and emotional intelligence that no algorithm can replicate?
It's a question that will continue to spark debate and fuel innovation as we venture further into the uncharted waters of the AI revolution. And we can't wait to see what the future holds.
A huge thank you to all our listeners for joining us on this deep dive into the fascinating world of AI and brand strategy.
Until next time, stay curious, stay creative, and keep exploring the boundless possibilities of this ever-evolving landscape.